Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, we'll get back to business momentarily. We want to dip our toes in the waters of either the NFL or college. It is time for a blitz. You choose. Music, please.
Well, well, well. College football, another week goes by. I'm going to start this one with Kenny Cott here because nope. I want to apologize for him for being a horrible friend on Saturday.
Nope.
In the fourth quarter, I just sent him a simple text.
No.
How you doing, buddy?
No, David.
I did. Horrible friend. But I want to hear from you, Kenny. Talk Georgia, please.
No. I don't want to.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's not how this business works. Step up or step out. Now, they was 13-12 at Kroger Field?
They almost blew that game on many different times. I don't think this is a top five program.
Well, it's also good that Mark Stoops is a bitch.
Thank you.
100%. How do you punt the ball 13-12, couple minutes to go? You got the number one team in America in your house, and you're wearing silver jerseys. You got to go for it.
I saw them do that, and I was like, well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate you.
I'm like,
I don't know
wait,
why.
If you're going to run a trick play, leave your real people out on the field. What are you doing? This is going to be a fake punt, right? You actually punted the ball.
I want to save Kenny from something. Weird Saturday, and Georgia does that once a year.
They do.
It's death taxes and a sleepwalk performance. I wouldn't bail yet, but I will say this. Your schedule all of a sudden looks tougher.
Absolutely. We got Bama coming after a bye. Thank God there's the bye between us and Bama. We need to get something right here.
And see, Kenny, I'll say this. Maybe you are a top five team because there's no dominant team. You were the dominant team. And once Georgia looked bad, now you question, okay, is Texas really that team?
The fact that they're number two right now is astonishing to me. I can't explain it.
Well, they're number two because they're Georgia, and I think most people see, like Mike, like, okay, bad day at the office, don't pull a Florida State, and you'll be okay.
Exactly. Well, let's get to Florida State here because Florida State became the first team in college football history to start the season top 10 and lose its first three games to an unranked opponent, now losing to Memphis. What the heck, man?
And on top of that, they've paid out so much money for these ass kickings.
No, it's bad evaluations. I mean, Rico's new wave of college football can work, but you have to be a good general manager. You can't sign bad free agents, aka the portal. The O-line, they brought in four transfers. Here's a hint, they blow. Now, the D-line has been underachieving because those players have been productive at prior stops, but it begins and ends with quarterback. What planet do you reside on that DJU was your answer?
Right, because you're looking and saying, wow, you paid a ton of money for him, and then you look at a guy like Curtis Rourke for Indiana, and he's that, like you got him for pennies on the dollar, he's getting it done. That's the bad part about the transfer portal. I think Saban said, you get it right, and you can win. You get it wrong, you're screwed.
Effed. Well, speaking of being screwed, and you're talking about quarterbacks, I got a quote here from a CBS Sports analyst on Jalen Daniels for Kansas. Says, I don't know if Jalen Daniels can read a defense.
He can't.
That's what he says. What is happening
here? Look, the kid has missed a zillion games the last 2 years with a bad back. He played two games last year. He missed six games the year prior with a shoulder. He's a runner. He's an improviser. He's not a guy that's going to be able to throw in the pocket. But the biggest loss for Kansas is Andy Kotelnicki. He's at Penn State now. You lost the brains behind the operation. That ain't so easy anymore, Rico, when we ain't spoon-feeding you throws. Wah!
If I had the bill, I would
run. Go offense. Go Rebs.
All right. The Fighting Ricky Whites.
And he didn't do nothing.
Right. I'm like, yeah, I don't even think they threw the ball.
No, they didn't. Let's talk about South Carolina LSU game for a quick second here.
Oh, the old cockaboose.
South Carolina had the game. They were up 17 points. LSU pulls it out, but there's some controversy.
The refs pulled it out.
With the referees,
if you know what
here.
I mean.
South Carolina had two pick sixes that were called back because of penalties that didn't really look like penalties.
How about the game-winning play to salt it away and a phantom offensive pass interference? It was an absurdity. Total absurdity. LSU had no business winning that game.
You almost wonder, was this game in Baton Rouge? Because the way it looked, you could at least say the crowd influenced the refs.
The cockaboos.
Yeah, you hate to say
the cockaboos didn't earn that respect yet.
They didn't. That all. It was a sad cockaboos railroad postgame.
You got cockaboos, all right.
That's right.
You did.
Those refs are all about the boost.
I talked about Florida State. Let's talk about Florida. There are reports that boosters have already collected $26 million to buy out Napier. But then there's a report later on today or earlier today that said they're not in talks with getting rid of him. Like, they have to get rid of him.
No, here's the thing. Here's what I have learned, okay? When you start hearing these rumors, the talks have happened.
Can you hit the bell for me, please?
Okay. The talks have happened because they're leaking it out. They're telling their fans, we see what you see. We're rich. We could fix this. It's going to happen. Now, the university has to do the, we're standing by our guy. No, we're not. We're just trying to see when, is the check here yet? Is the check here? You're constantly calling the secretary. Is the check here yet? So we can fire this man, rip the Band-Aid off. Not going to happen.
He's right. Except he's going to be wrong in this regard. Mark a date in your calendars, October 4th. If my Golden Knights go into the swamp and beat Florida, him and that $10 haircut of his are out. That's it.
No, that's embarrassing. You can't lose to UCF.
Yeah, well, buckle up. Because about 300 yards of rushing of R.J. Harvey, K.J. Jefferson, Penny Boone, and some guy named McMillan who just straight kills people.
Penny Boone.
Shout out Rico. If they waltz in and beat him in the swamp, it's over.
So this is a next one here is about Wisconsin. It's a personal question for me because I understand what the offense they're running now there. But at one point in that game, there was a 4th-and-1. They lined up, Wisconsin did, in the shotgun and ran the ball. And I understand what they're running. I get that's football now, but this is still Wisconsin.
No, I know it's not.
Is the air raid going to work there, though?
No, especially with Tyler Van Dyke being dead.
Yeah.
That backup they put in there, he can't complete a forward pass. How is that a quarterback competition? This is like Davis, Warren, and Orgy. What the hell? How is this ever a competition? One guy has no arms.
Yeah, it's not a competition, David. And I think it's going to kind of be like Michigan, how Rich Rodriguez was never going to be, okay, we're going to give you a game or two to run this cute little offense. You know what? We don't like it. We want to go back to the way things used to be. I don't see Wisconsin embracing this at all. I think they're going to say, we want to go back to being the Wisconsin where we grew offensive linemen and running backs, and that's ground and pound. That's Badger football, not this.
But why would you hire Phil Longo, who wants to run up tempo, and then Luke Fickle, a.k.a. Rob Riggle? You're running one play per 26 seconds. Now, which is it? It makes no sense. These are allegedly smart people. I don't understand it.
Because smart people are not necessarily smart people.
Yeah, it's not fitting. And we'll close it out here with the only Heisman spotlight that
saw. No, wait. We can't. David, this one's for you.
Okay.
Your team's replacing the quarterback. Alex Orgy has been named starter for the University of Michigan, looking at USC coming in. Your thoughts?
Yeah, we'll get to that tomorrow.
No. Kenny had to answer questions about Georgia. You got to answer this right now.
They had to make this decision before the season. They needed to make it before the season because now they got to possibly completely change their entire offense. It needed to be done in the offseason.
You need to pop in a tape of UCF and TCU from Saturday night and glean as much of that Malzahn Wildcat as you can. Because
remember what you said about smart people? And I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay. Well, then Orgy's going to have to show us an aptitude throwing the ball that I don't think we've seen quite yet. I don't know. Look, KJ Jefferson throws the ball.
Pass for a touchdown. He's thrown it twice now.
I understand that. I'm talking on an actual regular basis.
Real passes, things that matter. I'll get to the Heisman Spotlight tomorrow.
No, just do it right now.
All right, Heisman Spotlight was Jalen Milroe.
No.
He had a great guess because, yes, he is the first FBS player since 2012 to post Three straight games with multiple passing and multiple rushing touchdowns.
Great. Do it against someone I care about.
Johnny Manziel.
Play someone.
They did. They played Wisconsin. And, oh, shout out the lounge. We told you he was going to get two rushing touchdowns.
Wisconsin isn't Wisconsin anymore.
Do they still do the jump around?
No. All the those fans are posers. They stayed for the jump around and they all left.
Don't worry. Millward will do it against Georgia. And that is your College Football Blitz.